There is a pervasive, not so subtle theme that runs throughout the Bible, Old Testament and New. You may have noticed it. The theme is this: God likes parties. He loves to see people together, talking, enjoying one another, celebrating. We see it in the parables. Jesus tells us about a shepherd finding the lost sheep. And what does he do? He invites his friends and neighbors to rejoice with him. A woman finds a lost coin, and she throws a party. A wayward son comes home, and his father puts on a great feast. One of Jesus' very first public acts was to save a party from certain disaster by changing water into wine. It has been said that Thomas Edison hated parties. On one occasion, the host of a particularly dull event found Edison, this great American inventor, hovering near the door. He went over to him and said, "It is certainly a delight to see you, Mr. Edison. What are you working on now?" And Edison said, "My exit." There are many people like that, uncomfortable at parties, but Jesus was not one of them. The Gospels are full of events where Jesus surrounded himself with others. Shared meals, dinner parties, wedding feasts, desert picnics where thousands were fed. There was even a farewell Last Supper. You see, Jesus was filled with life and joy and a spirit of celebration. He even contrasted himself with John the Baptist. John lived in the wilderness. He fasted a lot. John was so serious. Jesus, on the other hand, loved being with his friends, loved people. He even accepted invitations to homes of his fiercest critics. He was comfortable even eating with people who disagreed with him. Many Christians, I've noticed, have a difficult time with this festive side of Jesus' life. But actually, Catholics are pretty good with it. We know, don't we? It's important to celebrate. To celebrate the goodness, the generosity of God. It's important for us to appreciate creation, the gifts of the earth. It's so important for us to share our joy with others, the joy of being part of God's family. After all, God is a generous and gracious God, a God who throws parties. What kind of parties? Well, we get a big insight in today's gospel. All-inclusive parties. Jesus tells us that God especially likes to invite those who cannot repay him. And he tells us in this gospel that if we want to increase our own joy in this life, we should do the same. God isn't always looking for the perfection in us. God doesn't just invite the healthy, the whole, the clean, the beautiful people. God's kingdom includes the unwashed, the spiritually and emotionally damaged, the forgotten, the outcast. There is room for everyone at the Lord's table. And whether we are cradle Catholics or brand new to the faith, God welcomes us to his table. He feeds us. He nourishes us. He heals us. He embraces us just as we are. And he helps us to see the value, the preciousness of one another. God also challenges us to be more inclusive, more open, more welcoming people, where no one is outside of our concern, or beneath us, or taken for granted, or unworthy of our respect. God doesn't cherish only the best, and the brightest, and the cream of the crop. After all, God has invited us to this holy meal we are celebrating here now. This Mass, every Eucharist. He also invites us to an eternal feast at the end of our lives in this world. Now, some would question God's judgment on this. They would question God's guest list. Invitations are very easy to come by. None of us are required to reach a certain spiritual status before we get invited. We don't have to reach a certain level of goodness to be here. Nor can we ever, ever repay God. And when we think about it, in so many ways, we are the poor. We are the needy. We are the lost. We are the beggars and the crippled and the blind. We are all of humble estate in the eyes of God. And yet, he calls us. From the highways and the byways, he calls us to take our place in his kingdom.